Welcome to Tea Time. This is a weekly pop culture podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Hallowell.
And I'm Amelia Wedemeyer. And today we're checking in with everything we missed from last week.
So much.
Really. We're previewing the holiday season. Yes, the entire holiday season. And we're questioning celebrity menus.
Great stuff.
Before we get into the show, let's take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear are so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Today's Tea Time Checks In is presented by Grey Goose Vodka. There are many ways to enjoy a martini, but only one Grey Goose Vodka. Grey Goose is truly a product of remarkable imagination, made with France's finest wheat and naturally limestone-filtered water, distilled only once to honor its original flavors and aromas, because they're that exquisite. Speaking of the quintessential martini, let's get into the essential pop culture news. Tea Time is checking in with everything we missed from last week. We are off. We are back. A lot of things happened. We cherry picked a little bit, things we wanted to discuss. We're starting with belated Halloween thoughts because we missed it. It went live on Instagram. We've had some time to reflect. The best. Let's start with the best. I'm giving it to the bold Ariana Grande, who really pulled it out this Halloween. She's done a lot in the past. I don't want her fans to come for me like this is the first year she's tried something crazy. But she really, truly went for it. She was Miss Creature from the Black Lagoon, which is from the movie Creature from the Black Lagoon. It's like a 1950s movie. The girl went off. She is in full prosthetic makeup. She had a photo shoot in the water. She even made her husband, Dalton Gomez, be like the scuba man in the back, which I really appreciated. Did you guys have thoughts on Ariana Grande's costume?
Can I give you my annoying, haterific take? I know I've already had one when I said that parents shouldn't dress up for Halloween. I have another one.
Let's hear it.
Photo shoots don't count. Photo shoots do not count as a Halloween costume. If you cannot go to a party in your costume, drink, dance, converse, maybe hit a bar, trick or treat, eat a bar of candy, it doesn't count as a Halloween costume. Fucking Ariana Grande did this, went for a fucking swim, and in no way went to like a party in this
you
costume.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Can you imagine her getting out of the pond and dripping in her like body paint gills and being like, okay, let's go party? No.
That's true. Her gills, it does seem like that would limit. And also she's only breathing through her mouth. It feels like her nose is closed up. So
this doesn't count. Photo shoots don't count. If you have to do any photoshopping, also doesn't count. I saw a lot of celebrities and also like a friend of mine did a costume and then like photoshopped her hair the right color. I was like, no, get a wig. This doesn't count.
Kate, let people have some fun in post-production, you know?
I disagree. I say, you know what? If you have the money to put on a whole photo shoot, go for it. I don't care. Like, have fun.
It's so
even
common
if like
these
you're
days.
Just taking it off and then you're like not doing anything for Halloween.
Totally, because right, those enough. Are my favorite posts. Like I've seen these dumb posts of like people, and I'm just like, wow, fun.
Stick it to him, Amelia. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, who's your pick, Amelia? Speaking of.
Oh, yeah. So I know I went through a list at like 2 a.m. last night of just the best Halloween costumes. I found The Weeknd, who went as Marlon Brando in The Godfather. Did you guys see that?
Yeah. Yes.
Amazing. Wild. He had like a whole prosthetic face going on to look exactly like
he looked old like
Marlon Brando. Yeah.
Carbon copy. Uh-huh.
He really got into it. And also, he seemed like he went somewhere. So, you know.
That counts.
Oh, he went to Kendall Jenner's party. Her Halloween party.
Kill me. Yeah. Sorry. Chloe Bailey, she also did a photo shoot. I don't know if she went anywhere with this, but she was the sexy fish from that Fish Car Wash movie.
Oh, incredible. I love that movie.
Yeah.
She gets a pass on the photo shoot thing.
It's that's pretty such a great awesome. And it's like, and if you're from a certain age group, like, you know the fish. You know the sexy fish.
Yes, absolutely.
So she did a great job. And then Lizzo, she not only did photo shoots, but she actually went out in costumes. She did an amazing job. She went as Grogu, who's the little baby Yoda. She went out as WAP. I don't remember who shared that to the Slack channel.
It was me. It was actually from 2020, which I realized after, but it all counts. You know, last year, pandemic year.
That's true. Yeah. But she went out as the giant doll from Squid Games.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
Very
Thank
scary.
You.
She went out as Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala in all black. She probably did other stuff. It was amazing. I was just like, wow, you really... You're covering all aspects of pop culture.
And she also performed in some of those costumes.
Right.
So like extra points for
amazing.
That. Right. Not just a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
It was.
Kate, you want to take this next one? I know you have thoughts.
I do. Liz created a please try harder category, which I did claim for myself. First of all, Taylor Swift put on like a onesie, like a squirrel onesie, and just called it a day. I'm like, you have more money than anyone else. And this is what you go with. It should not be allowed.
Why do you think she did that? That feels kind of odd for her, honestly. It feels
I know.
Like
usually she goes a little harder. Plus, like she's kind of like promoting her album, you know, think I don't know. It's like a one piece squirrel costume. It maybe, is kind of funny with the tail, but
it is. Yeah, I'll give her that, but I think maybe she's busy, you know? She's just like, I don't have the time.
Yes, yeah.
That's fair. Still, you know.
Very generous of you, Amelia.
Okay, thanks.
Amelia is being very generous today.
Nice giving mood.
I also want to note about Taylor Swift. You see the saturation levels on that photo? They're it's like a filmic almost. She's one of those people like myself who probably has like 20 photo editing apps on their phone and will take one photo and then edit it like 20 different ways. And so I really respect that about her.
Yeah, like hitting it with like the prequel app and like all of the different filters.
A color story,
was doing
Visco.
Some heavy lifting in this Instagram. Pretty plain photo. And she just doing a thumbnail filter and was like,
I was like, wow.
Add a little grain, you know? Makes it look vintage.
Grain adds everything. Yeah, totally.
It does. It does. It's huge. And then also in the please try harder category is Olivia Rodrigo, who went as Michelle Pfeiffer's character in Scarface.
Lame.
Elvira. First of all, I saw like 3 Instagram models do this outfit. It's just a blonde wig and a dress, which first of all, I understand like if you're a hot skinny person, like this is just like
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. But also if you're Olivia Rodrigo, it's so easy for you to do literally anything timely and like get 7 articles written about you.
Yep.
Like all she had to do was something remotely related to like this year or any celebrity or any character that's like recent. And she would have been all over BuzzFeed. And instead she was like, I'll be Michelle Pfeiffer from Scarface and just wear a dress and a blonde wig. That doesn't count.
It was pretty lame.
It's a miss, you know? It's just
the resources.
Like,
hire, do some. Although, on the other side of the spectrum of Ariana Grande.
Yeah. It just seems like for celebrities, like Halloween should just be like a no-brainer, easy headline maker. Like all you have to do, like Lizzo, is do like, you know, WAP, like a pun, or Baby Yoda, like a popular recent character, Squid Game. Like Lizzo checked all the boxes. She understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else, like, it just should be easy. And yet,
it's not, you know, apparently.
It's not.
I'm really avoiding moving on to the next thing we're checking in with I thought we missed this from last week. Turns out
I love that it's not corrected in the outline. It's like you couldn't face it.
Oh my God.
Please read what's in the outline.
Okay. Chris Evans, sexiest man alive. SMH. I added that late last night. Okay, so last week, Page Six and other outlets reported that Chris Evans was crowned People's Sexiest Man Alive, okay? Put it in the outline.
It's true.
We talked about it briefly, but not really of interest. So we moved on, threw it in here. Last night, who sent this to me? Or I sent it to someone. I started getting a flood of texts from people being like, this is Liz's Joker origin story, ha ha. And it turns out that Paul Rudd was named 2021's People's Sexiest Man Alive. So I don't know where Page Six was getting that info, but they were wrong. And it is, in fact, confirmed to be Paul Rudd as it came out today. First of all, do you guys have thoughts on this?
I woke up to 45 text messages in the Tea Time group chat, and I like literally thought someone had died. And then I opened it and like scrolled, and was like, oh no, it's not really a death. It's maybe a death for Liz Kelly's soul. Tough, but it just seems like weird timing, you know? Mm-hmm. He's not that big this year. Why now? I always say this. They used to have more, it used to make more sense, it seemed like, from a career perspective.
Yeah.
Like, there were certain years where you'd be like, okay, like, John Legend this year, like, that makes sense. He was big on The Voice. He had a big album, whatever. And in recent years, it seems like it maybe makes less sense. I don't know. Thoughts?
Chris Evans makes sense because he's like little Mr. Like, the Buzz trailer. Everyone's, like, talking about that, whatever. Okay. My official stance on this is that I've had a rocky, complicated roller coaster of a relationship with Paul Rudd.
Right.
As everyone is well aware, I really hated him. Then I grew up a little bit, realized that Judd Apatow was just making really shitty characters, really bad husbands in his movies that Paul Rudd happened to play. So then I was like, I'm maturing. This is my next chapter. I don't actually hate him. I hate the people that he was playing. It's not his fault. But you guys have to let me come back to him in a natural way because I cannot escape him. And it's like I'm being forced to hate him still because I cannot escape Paul Rudd anyway. And it's like, I can't go a day without someone being like, haha, stan Paul Rudd for clear skin forever, blah, blah. And I am trying really hard to be a fan or at least just like be neutral, but I cannot escape him. And it's making, just the idea is making me hate him. You know what I mean?
Yes. You've totally been like, it's been a real, it has been a real roller coaster. Cause you were like, it was your thing. Like you didn't like Paul Rudd and everyone else liked Paul Rudd. And then it like became too much of your thing. And you were like, this is overblown.
And then I didn't really hate him. You guys.
You went on like a learning experience, a spiritual journey and grew as a human. And now it's like, actually we have to stop.
I just want everyone to relax at him for a second and then I will get back on board. But this didn't help. Everyone's freaking out about this and I get, you know, whatever. He's like America's sweetheart, but
it's tough. Weird though, because like Page Six was even reporting that Chris Evans had it and other outlets. It's like, why would you fumble something that easy to get news about or that
Everyone always gets this in advance.
Right.
You know?
So it's like, it's what conspiracy is going on here?
It's not like it was a last minute change.
I agree.
Very strange. Very strange.
Chris to Paul. I don't know.
Anyway. Weird. All right. Moving on. Last thing in the checks in with category, Kate.
Guys, huge news for me personally. Over the past week, we did a mailbag, which is why we missed out on so much stuff. The Wicked movie casting was officially announced. I, for one, since I was like 11 years old and downloaded Defying Gravity on my first iPod, have been looking forward to the Wicked movie. There have been rumors for like literally 15 years about this movie. People were like, it's going to be Lea Michele. And then it was going to be like Anna Kendrick. And over the years, they have both sort of fallen out of the public eye. But we finally have a real movie casting. John Chu of Crazy Rich Asians and In the Heights is directing. Ariana Grande is playing Glinda. Incredible. A lifelong dream for her because she tweeted in like 2011 about seeing Kristen Chenoweth and wanting to play Glinda, which is just adorable. And then Cynthia Erivo, who's just a Broadway icon, is going to play Elphaba. So thrilling stuff for me personally. Love Wicked. It's just like part of my childhood, you know?
Kate, can I ask, like, are all the other Wicked fans in agreement with you? Is there anyone upset about this casting or no? Is this pretty, like, you know, universally liked?
I think people are a little iffy on Ariana because, you know, it's just obviously like sort of a marquee big name thing, and they could have gone with like a real Broadway star, which is not to say that she can't do it. I think she can. I think she's actually a great choice. She's got the like
she's
popular
funny.
Girl energy. She has a great voice. She is funny. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got kind of like the ditzy like vibe. I think she's going to do a great job, but people were a little iffy on that. And then I think, honestly, I think a backlash will come because there are a couple like little covert sort of controversies. Like Cynthia Erivo has had a little bit of like iffy stuff, just like comments here and there that she said that like people have not been wild about. Mm-hmm. And then John Chu also had some backlash for his In the Heights casting and sort of like some just like erasure of like Black culture in that movie as well. So I think it's possible that there will be backlash, but I would say originally just like big picture, people are happy with it. Although I do want to know who the male lead is going to be, who romances both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Very curious about where they're going to go with that. Because also the age difference is quite wide. They're supposed to be like high school students together at the start. So it's going to be like a real Ben Platt, Dear Evan Hansen moment for our girl Cynthia. But she can do it. She's going to be green either way. So it's not like it's, you know, going to be the same kind of thing. But anyway, I'm very excited about it. I personally am all in. I'm good with it. But yeah, hopefully it will age well as it actually happens.
I think it will.
They're going to crush it. Music-wise, in the bag.
Yeah.
Like, great soundtrack. I feel great about it.
Great soundtrack.
Very excited.
Is anyone buying, on that note of Ariana Grande, she's launching a makeup line. It's called R.E.M. Beauty. Are we into it? She's yet another celebrity who's launching a makeup line.
I don't know. Like, okay, Amelia, have you seen it? Have you seen the products that are rolling out?
I have, and they look very like Wet and Wild from like the early 2000s.
Yeah, there's a fine line between going back to Y2K, the sparkles, whatever. It didn't grab me, I would say.
Sure.
And I don't know that I would, but I'm also not like the biggest, you know, Ariana Grande stan. I bet a lot of people will buy these products. But in terms of just beauty products, I do not think I need all the shimmer, the ultraviolet lipstick, all that stuff. But she has a great fragrance line. She's made like 7 different perfumes and they've sold really well. So maybe apparently, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. I mean, I agree. Apparently the perfumes are really popular and smell great. So who knows? But yeah, I agree. I think it is very much like, okay, cool.
Like, I do think it'll do well with like a certain category of makeup user that like 100%. Wears a lot more than us on a daily basis, which is not a bad thing. Yeah. Just like, you know, like my former roommate, it was the type to spend like 2 hours getting ready, like extensions, false eyelashes, like eye glitter. And like, she's the exact audience for this, you know,
You have not brought up your former roommate in so long.
It's true.
Thank you. I miss her
every day. But anyway, when I saw these products, I was like, she, like, just like the category of people who like go so hard, like when they are getting ready and like just like zero to hero, like that's going to be, I think, who she's going to succeed with.
I don't know how to do makeup well enough to apply shimmer in that routine, but you're right. There will be people. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a very lengthy tea time checks in with, again, that was sponsored by Grey Goose Vodka. This year, stir up the holiday cheers with the vodka your martini has been waiting for. Grey Goose, vive la martini. You know you deserve only the best, so head to drinkgreygoose.com and code DISH for free shipping. Sip responsibly, imported by Grey Goose Importing Company, Coral Gables, Florida. Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from French wheat. All right, next category, not worth the tea this week in social media and relationship news. Kate.
All right. This is an incredible combination of people here. Kristen Stewart has been on the press tour for Spencer. And she just announced that she and her girlfriend, Dylan Meyer, are engaged. Very exciting. A little bit sad for a category of us. But we knew it was coming. She actually has been talking for a while. Like, I remember last year or the year before, she had an interview where she was like, I'm ready to marry her like tomorrow. Like, I'm ready to propose. She's been with the screenwriter for a while. Anyway, they're engaged. So she was doing an interview for Today where somehow it came up that I think it was a joke is the thing. They asked her who she wanted to officiate and she was like, Guy Fieri, which I don't necessarily think was real. But she said the idea of that sweet, sweet, spiky-headed man coming to our wedding and officiating it. It just makes me laugh so much. So that's like, great, funny, love the idea of Guy Fieri officiating their wedding. However, then Guy Fieri popped up, and this article says, like a party shirt cursed genie.
Oh my God.
And he goes, hey, Kristen, Guy Fieri here. And I heard through the Flavortown grapevine that you're looking for a sweet, spiky haired officiant for your wedding. I'm all in. So now like Guy Fieri thinks it's real. Kristen Stewart was like maybe joking, but now it's like, does she have to have Guy Fieri officiate her wedding? Because like she said that she would, and now it's real. Now he's committed.
This feels thoughts? Like two different worlds of celebrity. I cannot believe these are combining. You know, sometimes you talk about people and we're like, how does this person know? It just feels wrong that they exist in the same universe. Yes. One feels like your world, Kate, and one feels like mine. But I don't see this. You know what I mean? This is cute. Yeah. But I bet she will quickly lose his number.
It seems like Guy's going to be like, Kristen, like me again.
Yeah,
when's the wedding?
Me. Oh my God.
She's going to be like, we'll let you know. And then she'll just be married. So yeah, not sure how that's going to go for Guy. But I'm glad that he was down. It's nice of him to clear his schedule.
Yeah, sure.
In other weird ringer crossovers, Giannis, whose last name is Antetokounmpo, I believe. He's an NBA player and he's now my favorite NBA player because I had forgotten that he is just a diehard One Direction fan. Giannis last week tweeted that he went to Harry Styles concert. He said, I just went to Harry Styles concert and it was 99% women and me. I'm a big fan. What a great performer. He also has past videos of him like in the car on Instagram Live dancing to One Direction songs. He has replied to people being like, my favorites were Harry and Niall. And I just love Giannis.
This is great.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know very much about him. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's really good.
We need to bring back Kevin O'Connor.
Giannis and his hair. There were a lot of jokes about him like being taller than all the women, but actually he was like in a booth. Someone took a video of him like bopping to Harry at the concert. So I just love Giannis. I think he's one of our greatest Harry Styles fans. And this is just like my personal corner of theringer.com. You know,
that's happy funny. For you. You didn't have tickets, did you?
I still don't have a ticket. It's a week away, you guys.
Okay.
I'm literally wearing my hairstyle shirt today. It's desperate. There are so many scammers out there, you guys. The scammers have gotten really good.
You got scammed?
No, but I started looking and I was like, these seem legit. And then I was like, oh no, like everyone's a scammer.
Key, I've gotten scammed multiple times on several different websites.
I believe that.
Don't fall into the trap.
I was like looking on Twitter, you know, like where people are selling them on Twitter. I was like, I can do this. I'm verified. People trust me. No, it's really hard out there. So we'll see.
Honestly,
I'll make it happen.
That is so messed, especially Harry Styles. There are good scammers for Harry, which
someone pull through for our girl Kate. She needs it.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll find a way.
Well, how much are you willing to pay? No, I'm kidding.
Every day it gets higher. So.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I'll find one. It's okay.
Sorry. Actually, speaking of Harry Styles, I saw a video because I was watching YouTube it was on Twitter. It was on Twitter. And some interviewer decided to interview Angelina Jolie off of her little Eternals press junket. And spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Eternals. I actually haven't seen it. Sorry. She was doing a press junket. Some guy on Twitter was like, okay, tell me about, spoiler, Harry Styles as, you know, that cameo. And she was just like, he was like, I bet your kids are so excited. And she's like, yeah, it was fine. Like, she did not care, which I was like,
I see.
Okay, rude, yeah. And then she immediately was like, fine. And then she was like, oh, actually, they were so excited to see Don, who I guess is some guy named Don Lee, who's an actor. Mm-hmm. Who was in it? So
very
sorry.
Rude.
That's all I have Amelia, to say. I know. I'm sorry.
Rude on several counts. First of all, Angelina Jolie is one of the few people who shares a scene with Harry Styles. He enters. He flirts with her. It's incredible. He's only on screen for like 30 seconds, but he literally flirts with Angelina Jolie, and I almost just like.
She made it seem like she did not give two craps about him. She was like,
that's fine.
Whatever.
That's fine. Although I have to say, so Don Lee, who is an actor from Korea, he's in Train to Busan, which slaps. But he is like her love interest in the movie.
Ooh,
so like I kind of walked out, and they've actually had a lot of very cute like red carpet interactions. Like there's a really cute video where Don like comes up behind her and he's like, beautiful, you look beautiful. And she like takes a whole moment to like hug him and like stop her interview. It's really cute. Anyway, so yeah, Eternals was good, you guys. People are too serious about Marvel movies.
Also, it shows the caliber of what the Angelina Jolie's children are working with. If they are like, Harry Styles, just imagine who they are dealing with on a daily basis. If they're like, Harry Styles, love it or leave it.
No thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm good.
Very true.
That's okay. Funny. Two other things in this category. Amelia.
I saw on Instagram that Megan Thee Stallion got a new dog named Oneida, and she's very cute. She looks exactly like Megan's other dog. They look like twins, except this one's like tinier. And they're both like just little kind of gray looking French bulldogs. And clearly Megan has a type, and that would be gray looking French bulldogs. And honestly, who can blame her? Because those dogs are friggin' adorable. So just want to update
everyone.
I disagree.
I think they're kind of ugly.
Oh, Kate.
I don't really like, I don't know. I think they're kind of ugly.
Cute.
Also, like, what's the point of getting two identical dogs? Thoughts?
Kate, you are such a naysayer.
Do you think that's weird? Do you think that's weird?
They look cute in photos. You know, they're same size, same routine, perhaps.
That's true. Isn't that like how Barbara Streisand like cloned her dog like 5 times?
I was just going to ask you, would you rather have dogs that like looked alike and had their own distinct personalities, or would you rather clone one dog like several times?
I mean, I guess if like you have a dog that has a great, like I would clone my cat, you know?
Sure.
I'm like, Betsy. She's perfect, but I wouldn't want, like, I wouldn't go out and get another brown tabby just because I decided that I liked brown tabbies, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd be like, oh, my cat is very sweet. I want another cat that's also sweet.
Yeah. I love any excuse to talk about Megan Thee Stallion. I love that we picked this news out of everything. Just to be like, she got a dog.
She got a dog.
She got a dog, you know?
Last thing before we move on, it's just Paris Wedding Watch. Perhaps I'm the only one watching. Millie, I feel like you are too. Just keeping an eye out for how this is all unfolding.
You.
We are like 1 week away. It actually might be this weekend because when this article came out, it said it was 1 week away, et cetera. Okay. So she has changed her wedding venue 1 week before her wedding.
I've
been to a couple. My best friend's getting married in January. I kind of know how the sausage is made with weddings. This feels like the most stressful decision. And I know she's Paris Hilton. I'm sure she's got a lot of people that will help her changes.
Sure.
But oh my God, 1 week before her wedding, she changes the ceremony venue? This is insane.
That's stressful. I feel like you don't want to do that.
Yeah, she's moving her ceremony to her late grandfather, Baron Hilton's Bel Air estate, apparently. It's changed several times, a source told outlets. Originally, they were going to get married in a church, and then they switched it a week ago. Former Google CEO lives there. Currently, it's a $61.5 million mansion. It's pretty cool. Amelia, did you know that all this stuff is being filmed for her Peacock docuseries, Paris in Love? Did we know
that? I did, and I like wasn't going to watch it, but now I'm really not going to watch it because it's like, you know, I'm only watching like movies on Peacock. I'm not watching any of their original like series. I'm sorry.
You're a big Peacock person.
I know.
I know.
And that, too.
And that just shows you how not into this thing I am. Is that bad? I'm sorry. I was like into her for a while, like her comeback, and then I forgot that she's actually like kind of a horrible person, and I was like, oh, right, she is bad. Okay, you know what? I don't.
Sometimes you just have to be reminded. It's fine.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
One last thing about this wedding, because I feel like, Kate, you'll have thoughts because you have a lot of thoughts on like crowds in general. She's having three separate parties, one of which is a carnival-themed event at the Santa Monica Pier.
No.
Guys, if any of you have even, just Google the Santa Monica Pier if you've never been. She must be obviously renting it out. Nobody can possibly be in there because it's the most just pigeon-infested, crowded, it's square
it's
footage in
terrible.
America. It's terrible.
Terrible choice. She's going to have to deep clean the whole thing. She's going to have to like close off what for like a mile? Like how much are you going to shut off? It's so visible and like it's so accessible.
Also such a like, crowded part of town too.
Yeah.
It's kind of tacky too, to be. I mean like it's nice.
And not in a fun way. Like not in like a we can make this like a fun experience way. Like it's just kind of sucks.
The pigeon situation alone is stressing me out pigeon. Beyond
there's
the fact.
No controlling the pigeons.
No, there's not. And the seagulls, they're like really dangerous over there. Okay. Anyway, that's one fierce wedding watch.
The seagulls are dangerous?
Well, they'll bite you. They're really aggressive about food.
What if that happened to her? Like, have you seen The Little Mermaid where the one witch woman gets bit by the seagulls and the sea creatures?
I would watch that episode of her documentary if she
honestly,
gets attacked.
Yeah, if that does happen.
By seagulls?
I'm in.
Rabid right. seagulls? Wildlife watch?
I'll give you what I open on this wedding. I think it's happening this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear are so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Next category, Tea Time, is previewing the holiday season. Couple things came out this week, including the Goop gift guide. A reason for being, a reason for this pod, or at least mine. You guys have top line thoughts on the Goop gift guide before we dive into it?
They got to step it up.
They I was extremely underwhelmed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too good now. It's too normal. What happened? What do you think?
I don't know. It's like they became self-aware, but then toned. But if they were actually self-aware, they would just lean into it. And then,
right.
But it was kind of hard finding things this year that were fun to talk about, at least.
Yeah.
I know. It's a bummer. They need to get weirder.
It's too bad. And there wasn't even like the photography on the site was like, who cares? We'll take a
somebody
picture
really dialed
of a
it
woman
in.
And that's it.
I'm upset about this, to be honest. I do look forward to this. And then here we are. But
it let us down.
We'll start with the good. Let's do stuff that we are buying ourselves as gifts. I don't know that any of us are going to. I think this was more just the reasonable options that called to us that we're interested in. I particularly liked the Home Alone 2 package, which is such a cute thought. It's at the Plaza New York, and then you open up the Plaza's website, and it turns out to be not that cool. It sounds cool. So essentially what you get is, you know, it says like recreate iconic scenes from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. But here's what you actually get. You get a limo ride for 4 hours around New York City, which with traffic will just take a blip. You'll probably do a couple blocks and then be directed back to the Plaza Hotel. Then the big thing is you get cheese pizza in the limo, which is like,
okay,
I guess.
Like from where? Just like cheese pizzas the limo driver made on his way over or something?
Yeah. And then you go back to the hotel and you have an ice cream sundae. So I thought this was, I know that that is the scene and like whatever the movie, but I was like, really? The Plaza Hotel can't shell out anything else? I don't know.
Lame.
Also, like, who is this for? Because, like, the cheese pizza and the ice cream, like, a kid would enjoy that. But a kid probably hasn't seen Home Alone 2. It's, like, for people like us who saw it when we were kids. And for, like, the nostalgia factor, you know?
Right.
Right. Whereas like, we don't want to eat a cheese pizza and an ice cream sundae.
Also, I bet at the Plaza Hotel, this thing is so expensive just to get a limo, cheese pizza, and ice cream.
Yeah.
Terrible. I don't know, guys.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah.
It's pretty lame.
The other
thing.
Sorry. This one I would actually buy if I had $55 to spend on something frivolous, but it's called a gut microbiome super powder. And I'm just a freak for anything that has flashy writing. Amelia, I feel like me and you are similar
totally.
This way.
No, I'm
you
into
tell me
that.
It's going to fix some. And I'm like, yeah, I do
Let's
need
do
that
it.
Fixed. I'm convinced I have a leaky gut or something. It's really good. So this called to me and I would like this super powder if anyone would like to buy it. It's $55, but that's my pick.
You do love like gut health.
I do. I think something's wrong. Anyway, what's your pick, Kate?
I would like, this would be bad for your gut. Okay. Maybe I would need the gut health after this. I would like the monthly French cheese subscription.
Yeah.
You can buy it for someone or you can buy it for yourself and they'll just deliver you assorted French cheeses every month, which is
that
like what
nice.
Could be better than that?
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe a weekly French cheese subscription. That's the only thing I can think of that would be better. And then the other thing I want is a $425 sweatshirt dress, which is just a hooded sweatshirt that's very long.
Why not?
And it just seems like the ideal clothing item for
working from home. What's the occasion? Oh, working from home?
Literally anything. I don't go anywhere.
That seems nice and warm.
Right now. The occasion is right now and tomorrow and the day after.
Okay, fine. I accept that. Amelia, what's your pick?
Oh my gosh. Well, I too was, you know, just like, I'll take whatever, I guess. This bird of paradise plant was kind of cool. I was like, you know, plants. Oh, I'm into them.
You know,
and yeah, sorry, what?
You know it's slim pickings when you pick a plant. It's final sale, free shipping, $70 on the Goop gift guide.
Item is non-returnable. Wow, rude.
Are you guys into plants? I feel like they're too high maintenance. I wish I like was a plant person, but I can't do it. You guys have plants?
No, I'm scared of spiders.
Me too. I'm scared they're going to have bugs.
No.
Me too.
I like plants.
I feel like it's such a millennial thing. Amelia, do you have like house plants?
I do, but they're back in my apartment in LA and they're dead now. So
have you checked in on them in the last 18 months?
I know I'm a murderer. It's
you're
going to
walk back
in
and your apartment's going to be like Annihilation where it's like been taken over by the plants.
Oh,
it's a greenhouse in there
cool.
now.
That'd be kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. I'm like actually kind of into that.
No. All right.
Okay.
Cool. Sorry.
Let's. You can take care of living beings. That's the difference. Yeah.
Well, it's like I have a snake plant. So that just Google snake plant and you'll understand my level of care.
Of care.
Okay. Next is the craziest, most extravagant items from this list. Again, like Amelia said, kind of slim pickings, but one did stand out to me. Which was the floating EcoLux suite, which is in fact my worst nightmare because, how do I describe this? It is a floating orb that's very small. It fits basically like a bed and a little bench, and then that's it. It is anchored to the bottom of the sea, which I appreciated and had to research a bit. Thought it was like more of a free-flowing thing. But that's it. It's literally a little orb that you float around and live in, presumably for a vacation. I watched the video. I did some research. It's not swimmable to any land. So you are literally on this orb for as long as you want to.
Oh.
It's a unique experience with the sea, quote unquote. This is opening a window to the underwater world. That's how it's promoted. It's a magic living space, perfect harmony with nature, et cetera. Yeah. Don't know where the food comes from. I saw in the video someone gets boated in and out. I assume you can go to land. But this feels like the most claustrophobic, scariest thing of my entire life. It shuts down like a mini spaceship and you're just closed in the open sea with the ground being glass. Guys.
That's absolutely
intense.
Not. You
that's
couldn't
intense.
Tame me, to be honest.
Guys, nighttime?
It's like being in a floating coffin.
Terrifying.
Yeah, fucking yeah, Amelia. That's exactly what it's like.
Also, I can't stress enough how flimsy the string is that looks like it attaches you. Like, I was like, it looks like it could float away at a moment's notice.
Also, it's
nighttime.
Not good.
Yeah.
No. What's this? The world's first floating space. So it's like, would you want to be on the world's also, but would you want to be on the world's first one?
No, I want other people to go before me.
Yeah.
Also, I would want to be on the
last one.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's nothing about this that appeals to me whatsoever.
So scary. So scary. What's yours, Kate?
I mean, this just seemed very extravagant, ridiculous. A stay at the Chateau de Versailles. And it's just a picture of Versailles and a room at Versailles where you can stay. And it just cracks me up when they put these things on the gift guide. Like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. I'll get that for my mom. Like, what? Yeah. No.
Yeah. Like someone's going to gather inspiration from this. Be like, oh, that. Like, a stay at Versailles.
The perfect thing. The perfect thing. Yeah. Wild. But better than a floating orb. So, you know.
Agreed.
What was the price point? Can I ask you, what was the price
point?
Couldn't
say. Couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
Yeah. Too high, literally, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's your pick, Amelia?
So I was looking at this, and to be honest, I feel like I'm going crazy because I kept on refreshing the ridiculous but awesome gift guide, and it only popped up 3 or 6 things for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I doing this wrong? I sorted it by several different ways. And I was like, there's only 6 things.
Terrible.
There's only 6 things.
I
it was just like, I was offended, honestly. I was like, you can't build an entire list and have it be infamous for being over the top and extravagant and naming it the ridiculous but awesome gift guide and only give us 6 things. That's not okay. That's not okay.
I agree. Somebody got fired this year or like they were
understaffed. Or they should.
Or they should. Now, what's the weirdest thing of these 6 items?
I mean, in all honesty, they're not even that weird. Like
they're not
even.
It's like a vase.
Which is truly, it's like, okay, there's a vase. There's like a royal collection of gems and jewels, a book. You don't even get any gems or jewels. You just get a giant book.
It's a ripoff.
That is so lame.
Goop brand is being frivolous and kind of insane and chaotic. And these are none of those things.
It's
the $300 garden hose is hilarious. Why is that here?
It's
not ridiculous or self-aware.
Also, it's still under like $500.
Yeah. There shouldn't be anything on this list under $500. I think all of the ridiculous items need to be like upwards.
We just need to pray for Poosh Guide this year. They always come really last minute, which I do not appreciate, but we can only pray that they will answer
Poosh will
our
come
prayers.
Through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe they like headhunted and like stole the Goop gift guide person.
Oh,
and that's
maybe.
Why
maybe.
It sucks.
I could see it.
Who knows?
That's a good theory.
Yeah. Good strategy.
It is a good strategy, honestly.
The next thing we're previewing for the holiday season is Netflix's Christmas slate. So we've got some highlights and some lowlights here, Kate.
I've actually heard good things about the movie Love Hard, which is Nina Dobrev, who really is just has stolen Victoria Justice's pudding. Seems like she, I don't know, she used to be kind of a bigger star with The Vampire Diaries, and now she's stooping to the Netflix Christmas slate, which is good. She hasn't worked in a while.
True.
But yeah, she stars with Jimmy O Yang, and it's like a movie about he like catfishes her and she goes to meet him and then they, I don't know, end up in love. But I've actually heard several people really like this one. So maybe I'll watch it like of my own free will, which would be crazy with a Netflix Christmas movie that we're not cringe moding.
Yeah.
Speaking of cringe mode, next week, 11/18.
Wow.
The Princess Switch 3.
Yeah, yay.
It has an official name now. Liz is fist pumping. The Princess Switch 3, Romancing the Star.
Romancing the Star.
Unbelievable stuff.
What?
However, there was a trailer and there are still only 3 princesses.
Yeah,
I expect 4.
That's
we have to up
bullshit.
It every time. Like if there isn't a 4th one, I want my money back. You know?
Agreed. Agreed.
If there's 2 in the first one, 3 in the second one, there has to be 4 in the third one or else I'm out on this series. So I don't know if we'll cringe mode it. We're still deciding.
I want to watch the Jonas Brothers roast. I want to watch Princess Switch.
Well, wanting to watch is a strong word. They really want to watch the Jonas Brothers Thanksgiving roast. And they want to make me watch it too.
I think we do both. I want to do both.
We could do a cringe mode extravaganza. Absolute horrible content after horrible content.
We'll see if we survive and we'll report back. However, to recover from the cringy content, we also have on December 3rd, Great British Bake Off holiday episodes. Just thrilling stuff. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Some of the best content that Bake Off has is they just get in the tent. Paul Hollywood wears an ugly Christmas sweater. Yeah. It's favorite people return. And it's just great.
Plug the pod.
Speaking of Bake Off, Everything is Cake Fridays on the Ring Reality feed. Maybe we should do a special episode for the Christmas episodes.
Ooh, Christmas.
That'd be fun.
The hosts are Kate and Amelia, if that wasn't clear.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I wanted you to plug it. But yes, I'm very excited.
Liz and our moms are our most loyal listeners for that.
Yeah, you got me into this season.
The three people who listen. Thank you.
The other thing that's coming on Netflix, didn't realize this was a sequel, but upsetting nonetheless, was California Christmas. Mm. But the sequel is City Lights, and it's a sequel to A California Christmas. It follows Callie and Joseph 1 year after they fell in love, now running a dairy farm and winery, but their romance is threatened when business and family obligations call Joseph back to the city. Okay, my bone to pick is not perhaps with the content, but with the location. California, love it, raised here, living here now, probably going to die here. Do not make a Christmas movie in California. It's objectively the worst place to be around the Christmas season. It's kind of warm, but not hot, but not cool. And it's just like, I want the snow. I want people in scarves. Like, I'm in Uggs trying to like sweat it out on the streets of LA in December. I just don't like this as a location for a Christmas movie. Sure. I would recommend they move it. It's my two cents.
Really tough.
I think you're right.
It's tough out here to create the Christmas season. Are you guys decorating yet for Christmas?
We're still on pumpkins. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Fair enough.
It's Thanksgiving time, Kate. Jeez.
Yeah, you're right. Too soon.
Who was asking for a sequel to whatever movie this is a sequel to?
I know. I was wondering that too.
I don't even remember this movie.
No. I watched the trailer for the first one. Didn't ring a bell. Say that I came across.
Also, you can tell this is like so low budget. I'm looking at just like the YouTube title and the font they're using is like some random font I've never seen in my life. And it's just like, you know, it's bad when they got to go to like some font
the free font.
Exactly. That you can get
downloadable
at, like, on
fonts.
Yeah. Freefonts.com. Yeah, right. It's not good. It's not good.
All right. What's our last Netflix casting news?
Yes. Thank you to whoever put this in the outline. You know, I'm sure people know, because who doesn't? Lindsay Lohan is making her comeback debut in a film that I thought was going to be for this holiday season. But unfortunately, it is for next holiday season.
Is it?
Yes.
We have to wait a whole year for this?
Wow. Yes. Yes. It's very upsetting.
I guess that makes sense. With the timing, but
I guess.
Damn, how long do these movies take to make? Just make the movie.
I really thought they came out, like they were made like in a month.
She needs time for her craft, guys.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry.
An artiste. Well, can't be rushed.
She is an artiste. That's true. She probably pronounces it like that too. But Cord Overstreet, it was announced. Cord Overstreet, who I think was on Glee.
He was. Yes.
Okay, sorry. He's going to be the love interest. Where I guess she's going to play a spoiled hotel heiress who gets amnesia and a skiing accident. And it seems like he's going to be the handsome lodge owner who comes to her rescue. So are we feeling this? He's wearing like a plaid shirt in this promotional photo of him. So, okay. I'm into that, I guess.
Yeah. If she can lean into this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Make a sequel, make a third movie, make a franchise. We want this for her, right?
Yeah. I do. I mean, I think.
Important question.
Yeah.
Will they have a musical number together?
Wow. That's a good question. That's true.
Will we have like a little acoustic guitar next to the campfire moment?
Maybe they'll redo Baby It's Cold Outside, but like make it appropriate for 2022.
With like consent. That seems possible. It seems like they could sing together. Why cast two people that sing, you know?
That's true.
Sing. Sort of. Sort of sing.
Rude. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. You're right. Yeah.
I'm excited. I can't believe we have to wait a year. Damn.
I know.
That's really tough news.
Just, like, don't announce it to me, you know?
I know. God. Oh, well.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys. Yeah. last thing in this previewing holiday category, we got gift recommendations and anything else we're excited for. I absolutely love what we've put in here, so especially this first one. So, okay, this is our gift recommendations for young children / people with young children. And Amelia was the only one who wrote something.
Well, I just feel like
we're so in touch with the children.
Well, I'm at that age where I have friends who are having kids and young kids. And then also I'm pretty close to my cousins who have children. So my suggestion, and I actually thought this was, I was thinking this over really hard. And I was like, this is a great suggestion, is get them a year of Paramount Plus. It is, I think, a little over $100. I know you're thinking, Paramount Plus, who cares? Well, let me tell you, you should care because they have Paw Patrol on there.
Hell yes.
And yeah, they have Nickelodeon shows, like old ones and new ones. So you got like all the SpongeBob, you've got Doug, you've got Rugrats, all that stuff. They have a really good kid section. And it's the perfect gift for families because you have the little kids, but then they also have fun TV shows for adults, like every season of Survivor. If you like The Challenge, they also have random movies like Face Off, which I had never seen and was surprised how much I liked that movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wild. Yes.
Amelia, this is legitimately a good recommendation.
Thank you. I really thought long and hard about this. Yeah. And also, one of my favorite shows, RuPaul's Drag Race, they have all of those seasons.
Wow.
They have more. You can also, if you pay for the premium, which again is like, I think it's $120. It's really not that much if you're thinking about the entire year. And mm-hmm. this is not a plug. But if Paramount Plus, if you want a sponsor, please, you know how you to can. Contact us.
Do they?
DM the Tea Time account. just putting it out there. I will answer. I also, they have, if you get the premium account, you get free commercials. I do want to say this to the Paramount Plus people, if they're listening. I'm not appreciating how many times I have to see an ad for The Good Fight, which is like a minute long. I really don't like that. So please, and I can't fast forward, which is really annoying.
Sorry. From your mouth to their ears, Amelia. Yeah. I bet that gets fixed next week.
So, and then you get like soccer shows and news. So I'm just saying, Paramount Plus is perfect for families.
Cut those commercials. Yeah. Okay.
But cut it out. But
yeah. Constructive criticism.
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
For the Gen Z and teens, we should have recruited Zoe for this.
Seriously.
Kate, what's your pick?
It's true.
You know, the teens are so tough, but I've decided to embrace the chaos. And I think that you should get them Crocs.
Oh, wow.
I think it's beyond our control at this point. Teens are everywhere in Crocs. When I flew, recently, everyone on the plane was in Crocs. Not all of them, but a lot of youths in Crocs. They are comfortable. And, you know, maybe like we can contribute to making fun of them for it. You know, like you can get your younger cousins or like the youths in your life Crocs. And then in a couple of years when they're embarrassed, you can be like, we told you that they were ugly and you didn't listen to us.
Yeah. So much hate in your heart.
Respect your elders. Yeah, I don't know what got into me this week.
Kate, something's going on. We can talk about that off
mic. Do you want like regular Crocs or are you thinking like platform Crocs or like what kind of Crocs?
I mean, I don't have that deep of opinions on the Crocs. Okay. Although I think you got to get them the little decorations, you know, like the kiosk at the mall with like the Croc things that you can put in the Crocs.
I'm on the Crocs website and they're called gibbets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think they were called that when we were wearing Crocs, right? Isn't that like the OG name?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never worn them, but.
I did have Crocs in high school.
Cool.
That's how long, you know, Crocs have been really enduring. You got to hand it to them.
They have. Anyway. Similar because I was wearing, so the, what I have is flare yoga pants. And
that's good.
High top Converse. And also, I just want to say, these are things that like I too would like as a 28-year-old woman. It's semi-embarrassing that I'm dressing similar to the Gen Z teen age group of people. But you know what? So be it. That's fine. And I also want to recommend, if anyone wants to brave TikTok, there are sounds. It's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it's this trend on TikTok where people put their Christmas lists on there. Oh. And it's obviously mostly teens on that app. So if you want to get a good sense of what both teenagers and me, I, Liz Kelly, want, just go to that sound on TikTok. It's a lot of good recommendations on there, I have to say.
That's funny.
I'm going to go find some some inspiration. My mom has been asking me for my Christmas list since like September. So I need to fill something out.
I love when moms do that. Yeah.
It's actually great. Yeah.
Okay. Good idea.
Amelia?
So I consulted a teacher friend and she said, and she's a high school teacher, AirPod cases. They love AirPod cases. So, and I think those are pretty inexpensive. Like, I know you can go on to Etsy and get like fake designer ones and stuff and like kind of funny, campy ones where it's like, it's a Cheetos bag, but also, you know, an AirPods case. So, AirPod cases.
Nice.
Great.
Yeah. I also am going to recommend skincare because I feel like who doesn't love skincare? Yeah. And I myself am nowhere near Gen Z or being a teenager. However, I have been targeted for so many teen skincare, or at least it looks like teen skincare, so like Starface and like, I don't know, like Bubbly or so. I don't know, whatever the heck it's called. And it's just like, if I'm getting all these ads and I am off of the demographic, I'm like on a cliff off of the demographic, I can't imagine how many ads these Gen Zs people are getting for this. You know
it's sad when like I'm taking skincare advice from like a 16 year old. I'm like, oh, that product, like, okay, if it cleared your skin, it'll clear my skin 12 years later.
Honestly, like, this is why the youths of today are so much more attractive than we were at like 14. Because we were out there in the trenches with like Proactive and the St. Ives apricot scrub, because like we did not know better and the world didn't know better. And like our fucking white out nail polish. And now they have so many more resources and options.
No one's using St. Ives anymore. And I wish I had known that.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. I've got holes in my face. Destroyed our skin barrier forever.
Seriously.
It's not good.
Tough. It's tough. I'm glad that the youths have it better, though.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for yourself, what do you recommend, Amelia?
I got myself, I went and to, I think I went online for a Nespresso website, like, you know, like they've got like George Clooney as a client, so you know it's classy. And let me say that their Black Friday sales, or at least they have been for the past few years, have been amazing. And it is, getting an espresso is truly one of the best gifts I've ever given myself. It is, their stuff tastes so good. And it's just like, yes. And it feels, I feel like, you know, it's like a part of a routine in the morning and you're like, all right, now I have coffee and I'll pretend that I'm actually awake. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Might need to do that. I'm still on like my instant coffee lazy thing. So maybe I should level
up
this year.
You should.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you.
This year I have asked my family, I've become this person. I've asked my family for a pet cam so I can watch my cat when I'm not here. Granted, I'm always here. But someday I will be back in the office, probably, maybe. And I would like to watch my cat while I'm gone. So I have asked for one of those cameras that like follows your cat around. And,
this is the like, next move. Yeah. This is the next stage of life for you. I feel like you're a pet owner and now this is like stage two of that where you just want to watch them all day long.
Correct. Although I'm a little afraid of like just anything with like security cameras or like home footage always makes me think of like scary movies or like I'm going to see something that I don't want to see.
The woman who's living above in your like,
the ceiling. Yeah, someone comes down. Anyway, that's what I'm scared of.
Kate, would you get one that has, I have a friend that has like ones that do lasers so you can kind of play with your cats even when you're not home?
Yeah, I think mine's too lazy for that. I don't think she would do it. Although there are the ones that like shoot treats out of them.
I was
too.
Just
like,
going to ask about that.
I think she would be into that, but we don't need anything too fancy. She's asleep now. She doesn't do anything, you know? So it's never going to move because it's just going to be sleeping all
like
day.
Like mother, like daughter.
Yeah. That's correct.
I am recommending, or I guess it's recommending for myself, but like I cannot justify it. Got my eye on the Dyson Airwrap, that $500 piece of I don't know what.
Is it that much?
Yes, it's so expensive, Amelia. But I don't know I cannot curl my hair to save my life. Kate is the expert curler. She's
true.
But like, I don't know. So I don't know why I want this Dyson Airwrap.
Why not?
It curls your hair in this, you know, more effortless way, I think. And everyone online has it. And it's like, I don't know how to use it, but I want it. It's one of those things. You know what
it
I mean?
It is beautiful. Yes. I have like the cheaper like Revlon equivalent, but it doesn't have like where you can switch out the little heads, which is the best part of the Dyson Airwrap, where like you can put on the curling like little thing, or you can put on the hairdryer thing. It is quite beautiful.
It is.
They're very sleek.
Aren't they?
They really
it's just the packaging. I'm like, I could look like, I could have my hair look beautiful and curled. I don't know.
It makes you think it's like idiot proof, but it's hard
it's
to
inspirational
say
for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we move on to the last category, this is an open call for holiday cringe mode, Rex, because you've heard we want to do Jonas Brothers roast. Not sure you guys want to hear that. So if you don't, let us know. Hit us up with some actual better Christmas movie cringe modes. So that we don't have to watch that. And we don't have to watch Princess Switch 3.
I will be watching it either way. But they might not.
I'll watch it.
Thank you.
All right. Before we wrap, let's do Tea Time's unanswerable questions. Amelia, go ahead.
Yes. I was just wondering. I feel like I've just been a slave to streaming services, you know, in the last year or so. Mm-hmm. And I even shelled out money for Showtime for this like one-off Showtime.
Wow.
It's embarrassing. Because I really wanted to know how Dexter ends. Because Dexter is back. I don't know if anyone cares. It seems like not a lot of people. I've been reading a lot of reviews and a lot of the TV critics are jerks and they're saying, who asked for this? And I'm like, bitch, I did. So shut up. And I think that's just like extremely rude because I actually really wanted a new season and then they decided to do it. So I'm really happy. And I was just wondering, does anyone care that Dexter is back? I love that show. And I just feel like everyone's like, eh.
My mom might watch it. She watched Dexter. Okay. I have to say, Amelia posted this in our Ringer TV Slack channel. She said, literally word for word, does anyone care that Dexter is back? And our guy, Ben Lindbergh, was the only one who responded.
He's nice. Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Shout out to Ben Lindbergh, who does care that Dexter is back. He might be the only one, though, Amelia.
Yeah,
that
might be your answer, Mills.
I think he is. I think so. Yeah, it's
great
unfortunate.
Job. Yep.
My question for my beverage ladies, aka Lady, aka Amelia, is Taylor Swift's Starbucks drink worth ordering? Because it's rumored, it's not out yet, that Taylor Swift and Starbucks are collaborating. Starbucks tweeted, it's red season.
Nice.
Their bio is on a Friday in a cafe, which Kate told me is an ode to a lyric of hers.
Oh.
It's like heavily, heavily implied and rumored that Taylor Swift and Starbucks are coming out with a drink. And it's supposed to be a grande caramel non-fat latte. Which is like, wah, wah. Like of all the beautiful, fun Starbucks drinks you can create, it's going to be a grande caramel non-fat latte?
That's so lame.
Isn't that?
Really boring.
That's so lame. That, like even Ariana, remember when Ariana Grande got her like cloud, like she got cloud in there, which I thought was cool because that's like her thing. And then it was like a cool cold foam brew, whatever the hell it's called. And she's like, a caramel non-fat latte? Are you shitting me?
It feels like I don't want to order exactly Taylor's drink. Like if that is her actual coffee order, it's like, let me give something that like, you know, feels like Taylor Swift. Like their seasonal drinks, like sugar cookie, almond milk latte. They have their peppermint. I don't know. They have so much fun seasonal stuff. I'm like, well, like that.
Yeah, that's like too accurate. Like we don't need to actually know what she orders. We need something fun.
Also, we need something fun,
just name it something else. You know, like don't call it a non-fat caramel latte. Just name it like the tall too well and like get it a tall or something. I don't know.
Kate, that was free, Starbucks. God, that was free.
Amelia could come up with seven names in the next 30 seconds. And any of those would be better than
that's
the caramel
really good.
Non-fat latte.
That is
apparently,
rude.
You can order it by just asking for Taylor's drink. And I'm like, come on.
Girl, no.
Come
we got to do better. We got to do better.
That is so lame.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Tough.
Agreed. Kate, your question.
My question is, who will give us the crazy seasonal food we deserve? Because I was also disappointed by Mariah Carey's seasonal Christmas McDonald's menu. She has partnered with McDonald's. Obviously, there have been a lot of like McDonald's partnerships lately.
Yes.
Sweetie did one. Travis Scott did one. BTS did one. BTS had like a fun, you know, they add like fun flavors. They do, you know, things that you can't usually find on the menu. So I was like, okay, Mariah Carey Christmas, like, how are we going to switch up this menu? What are we going to do that's fun? Yeah. And it's not actually anything new. It's just starting December 13th, you can get free treats with any $1 minimum purchase on the company's app. It goes, including Carrie's favorite items, like a classic cheeseburger and soft baked chocolate chip cookies. I'm like, okay. However, great quote also. This is what Mariah Carey, quote unquote, said. Some of my favorite memories with my kids are our family trips to McDonald's. And of course, each of us has our go-to order. Mine is a cheeseburger and I get it with extra pickles. So I don't believe that.
Oh, okay. That's not
I don't believe
quote.
That whatsoever. yeah, I what? Just am like, you've never eaten a McDonald's. She probably has, but you don't like to eat a McDonald's.
She's the type of person who like orders everything and then takes one fry and is like, right. You guys can have the rest.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it just seems like we could have done something with like a fun fries flavor.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like, just give us something new. Don't just give us that's the so usual lame. Stuff.
Again, yeah, that's just her order, which is like, right. Give, yeah.
I don't want the accuracy. I want something fresh and new. And I don't care if they actually like it, you know?
Agreed. I agree. Anyway. Also, randomly, that we're on the topic of food collaborations. Have you ever heard of Tim Hortons? Sorry, Tim Hortons.
Yes.
It's a Canadian chain. And apparently, I'm just reading this new thing. Justin Bieber is coming up with limited edition Tim Biebs, Timbits collection. With
that's
Tim.
Sick.
What is that?
I guess it is... new flavors of Justin Bieber themed donut holes, chocolate
yeah.
white fudge, sour cream chocolate chip, and birthday cake waffle.
I mean, so, I would do yeah. donut holes. You yeah. know what I mean?
That's like, fun. Yeah. That's like a more just fun a new thing flavor. Than like a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. Agreed. Wow. We got to do better,
we
you guys.
We will keep waiting. We have a couple more weeks, obviously, before it's really holiday
yes.
season.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Kaya, our producer. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Alwell.
And I'm Amelia Wedemeyer.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.